This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kevin Stefanski came out, Andy, at the beginning of camp and said, we have a four-day block here. Then we're off on Sunday, and then we'll refigure things and see what we do quarterback-wise with reps and who gets snaps and everything else. And then on Saturday, hamstring situation for Kenny Pickett. And we find out about that yesterday. And we'll see how severe it is, how severe it isn't moving forward. The one thing we do know, if you tweak your hamstring and you don't let it heal, you're prone to really messing up your hamstring and being out a significant period of time. So just knowing that about hamstring injuries, I would assume we don't see Kenny Pickett this week. And best case scenario, maybe we see him next week. Mm-hmm. And I'm just spitballing this.
Sure.
That I would assume that he misses some time. If he misses significant time, Andy, that changes a lot of things.
Look, this is why you have four guys here in the first place. Because you know that you're trying to find a guy that's going to be your quarterback. And you're taking a bunch of darts. You're throwing them at a dartboard. And you're saying, okay, well, this guy's going to be the bullseye. And he's going to be the starter. If Joe Flacco had a little bit of an edge, he's got a chance to have a giant edge this week because, you know, again, you can't make the club from the tub. It's not like they're going to cut him. I don't think they would. But they find themselves in a position where Flacco, I would assume, is going to get more reps. Dylan Gabriel looks like he's in a great position to get more reps.
Ding, ding,
and
ding.
I also think that Shadur, I mean, why wouldn't you give Shadur the opportunity to take some first-team reps this week? I mean, this is the perfect time to do it. What do you have to lose? I don't understand why you wouldn't. I really don't. I mean,
I can give you a thought what you might have to lose.
Okay, well, let's just say you're giving Joe 50% of the snaps. And I do think we're making way too big of a deal out of this. Say you give Joe 50% of the snaps, you give Dylan 40%, and now you can give Shadur 10. Because he was getting zero prior to this, so why not?
I'll tell you why not.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because if they don't think he's ready, why would you give him snaps?
Because at some point he's going to have to be ready.
Not necessarily.
I mean, they don't have a pressing game plan, right? We're worried about week one. We're worried about the Bengals. Are we installing the Bengals right? No. We're trying to figure out who's going to be on this team. And so I don't feel like that pressing need for week one and a game plan for week one is there right now. I can't think of a better time to give a rookie a little bit more time when you've got a veteran that's hurt. And now you've got the opportunity to do that. Your veteran can still get their work in. Your up-and-comer, if you want to put Dylan Gabriel in that spot, and then just give the guy a little bit of work.
I think the guy who can benefit from this situation the most is Dylan Gabriel. I would assume, based on everything we've been told and all the perception of what this is, I would think first and foremost that he's ahead of Shadur right now, which to me means that's the guy who we're going to see an uptick in reps and maybe gives him a chance to show some things that he might not have had a chance to show Yeah, I would agree. The fight was between Flacco and Pickett to be the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So with Pickett losing those opportunities right now, I think they go to Dillon Gabriel. I would think they would. If they don't, that means that Shador has shown them that he deserves to maybe be in there rather than the downplaying that we've kind of seen so far. But I think Gabriel has a chance now to jump on something, take advantage of some things, and maybe work his way into the conversation of being an early season starter. I would assume, Andy, if Pickett's out any length of time, Flacco starts week one. And if he's not out more than a week, or if he's out, you know, just this week, maybe reevaluated and everything's fine,
mm-hmm.
and he's back to it next week, then I think it's back to Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. But I think if he misses more than a week, it would almost scream to me that Flacco is going to be the starter.
I could have made the argument Flacco was a starter from day one.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not.
I know.
Not playing is not helping Kenny Pickett. But he's got to heal. And if you think you're going to keep him on the roster for the entire season anyway, because he'd be an expensive training camp quarterback. So you have to assume that he'll be with you at some point. Let him get healthy. Again, we're not playing a game this week, are we? There's no game this week. It's next weekend. So
that would be correct.
So I there's no game this week. So,
but with that hamstring situation, if it's not like really minor, and he could be out, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And if that's the case, then, you know, I would think that.
Get him healthy. Then again, we're in preseason. None of these games count until you have to make that roster decision. And we don't have a quarterback right now. And if we do, it's Flacco.
Oh, no, we have a bunch of them.
We really don't. We don't have a quarterback until they start pulling up stats in the beginning of the season.
Really?
I don't think is there a hurry? Because I know that Kevin had said, look, we'd like to have our quarterback decided earlier than later, which is fair. You want to get ready for the first game of the season. If you're sitting here with four quarterbacks, you're not truly getting ready, and that's why I think now is the perfect time to throw the rookies out there and let them get some work. You know what Joe is. I mean, Joe's not surprising anybody. The reason you want Joe to get these reps now is to just get accustomed to the guys that weren't on the roster when he was here before. And let's face it, last time he was here, he had great success without being here in the beginning of the season. So let's give him the opportunity to go out there and try to gather some rhythm with some of the wide receivers and the tight ends and just, you know, get the ability to feel the flow. And then, you know, hope he stays healthy in the beginning of the year. This is why you have to have two quarterbacks on the team. There's just no question.
Well, of course.
No, but I mean, like, two quarterbacks that can play.
Well, of course. Doesn't mean we've had them here in the past, but no. Yeah, of course. That's the deal. I just, to me, as a guy who was hoping to see Pickett win this job, this is the most discouraging injury that you could have had at the quarterback spot. The guy's not out for the season, obviously, might not be out long term, but I think it certainly changes the dynamic of the competition. Do you not?
Yeah, I'm just curious why, and I'm not, I can be honest, I don't really care which one of these four quarterbacks starts. I don't.
I want the best guy to be Pickett or Gabriel.
I want to have a chance to win in some of these games, and so I don't care who it is. I don't want to sit here. I said this the other day. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. I don't want to play the season out with it being over the first week of the year. I want to have a chance to be able to play in the postseason, whether they were able to do it there or not. I just want a chance. Do I think it's realistic? Probably not, because I know what the rest of the NFL looks like. But I don't want to have the entire season ripped away from me in September.
No, of course not.
It could, but that schedule, and I know some people argue with me on this too, but that schedule leans towards this thing could be over real quick. And I don't want to walk down that road. I mean, I just don't want to be a part of that. So give me the guy that can go out there, give me an opportunity to win, and if the defense can hang me in and give me a chance to win these games, then, man, it's going to be exciting. It may not be spectacular or fun to watch all the time, but just give me a chance every week. Please don't get embarrassed.
I actually, with Pickett out, and again, I certainly wish he was there because I think he's as intriguing as anybody else there, and I've been kind of pulling for him, not personally, but just where he is in his career and everything else to be the guy this year. And we've had a lot of people say things that they like him and everything else as they've you know, as he's gone about this thing. But I think that this could lead to, Andy, one of the most informative weeks. And of course, they just got started. But I think this could be a really informative week in Berea, because we're going to see, we'll see more of Shadur than we probably were going to.
So do you agree you'd get him some reps this week?
Other than
the fourth team?
Not necessarily, Andy. It truly is, what do they... They already have an idea in mind. Is he a guy that you should sit for an entire year, or do you think he can compete for you this year? And if you think he can compete for you this year, then you give him some first-team reps, and if you think he's developmental, then you don't. You don't waste those first-team reps on him right now. And only Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry know that right now, and Bill Musgrave. I mean, they know what they think of him right now and what their plan might be, as in, yep, long-term, or we think he can play this year. So, and other people think he can play this year. I don't know the answer to that. All I know is that the two guys I'm most intrigued by in camp at that position, one is now out with a hamstring, and the other is the 5'11 guy taken in the third round. And I think this could be Dylan Gabriel's chance to go out and show you might want to rethink one of those veterans being your starting quarterback. I don't see Gabriel starting week one, but I think he can put himself in a position that if it doesn't go well early on for one of these guys, that he's in there right away. You know, last week I asked you, which quarterback on this team do you see starting the most games this year? You surprised me with your answer, because it was the same one that I had.
Because I think it'll be Gabriel midway through the season.
And that's what I think too. But you surprised me with your answer.
Well, I don't see a reason to not get, if you think, okay, so let's go back to this basic quarterback philosophy that you draft a quarterback, and I don't really care what round they were drafted in, but you draft a quarterback and you have a veteran on the roster who's already there. Isn't the thought process, because I think we rush these quarterbacks out way too quick. And when you take them in the first round, you're either saying fail or succeed in that first season for the most part. And we've had too many episodes of failure in that. So if you're bringing in a quarterback to be developmental, let's say Shadur is developmental. I think we can all agree on that because he was drafted where he was drafted, it's easy to put him in that developmental spot. Well, when are you going to give him a chance to develop? When's a better time? At some point, you have to let him start to develop. Again, I'm not saying give him all the first-team reps this week. I'm not saying give him the second amount of reps this week at camp. But what I am saying is what harm does it do, other than cause a little bit of drama, to give him a couple reps this week? If you know your number two quarterback or number one quarterback, depending on how you want to look at Pickett, is out for a week, you need to be prepared, because what happens if another quarterback goes down? Then now for sure you better get him some reps. So what's the difference? Get him 5-10 reps. Again, this is practice, folks. This is not a game, and you need to have these guys ready. And I keep thinking back to DTR and what a great preseason, and they gave him the opportunity to do some stuff, and he was even higher on the depth chart. But when he had the opportunity to go out there against the Ravens and just fell on his feet, it set the tone for the rest of his career. I don't want to see a guy get in that position again. When they put someone under center, they need to be ready, or they need to put them in some kind of package where they can't have absolute nuclear destruction when they hit the field.
We go to the fan hotline. Scott Petrak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Joining us as he's getting ready to go to practice today, or at practice, or getting ready to cover practice. Players will be speaking at 11:30. Scott, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. Mike just said, if you have the talent to go number two, you know, you should do this. Everybody needs to remember, Shador didn't go number two. Can I just throw that out there? He didn't go number two. So he clearly didn't have number two talent. Doesn't mean he can't succeed in the league and be great, but let's just remember what's going on here.
No, that's fair, and I think his talent was somewhere between number two and the fifth round, and I think you can make an argument that it was closer to number two.
Might have been.
Maybe the second round, yeah. Right? Maybe second round talent. But that's not the reality, and he wasn't a number two pick. And even if you're taking the second round, then there's questions about if you can make it in the NFL, right? If you can be a big-time starter. It's different when you get outside of the top 10, top 15, even sometimes the top five. So, Shador, we don't know. He's got to prove it. I've seen some good things from him, but I think it's a long way to go.
All right, Scott, how do things play out with Kenny Pickett now scheduled to miss this week after a hamstring injury? How do you think things will play out for the quarterback this week, quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they divide these reps because, you know, if you're Kevin Stefanski, you could just say, hey, Joe Flacco's going to get all the first team or the majority of the first team and kind of proceed as if Joe's going to be your guy. That doesn't mean you give him the job, but – can start to get him ready for the season because he hasn't been getting a full allotment of repetitions as they try to split him up between four guys. You could do that. I don't think they will. I think they'll probably keep dividing them pretty equally among the three. And what I think is going to be fascinating to see is if without Kenny Pickett, does Shador Sanders finally get some work with the ones? And that's with the first team offense and against the first team defense. We haven't seen it yet through OTAs, through minicamp, and through four practices of the training camp. And this could be the thing that changes it. I don't know if it will, but it'd be interesting to see how Shador fares. And, again, I think it's a long shot to be ready by week one, to be your starter. I think there's still plenty of things that he has to work on. But it would be interesting to see him go against the ones because we haven't. We've seen him mostly, almost exclusively, going against the threes and the fours.
We have seen Dillon Gabriel a little bit against the ones. I think this might be a better opportunity for him than anybody else.
Yeah, and I think you could be right, Jeff. Does he all of a sudden get those Kenny Pickett number one reps? And you say, hey, is this rookie ready? Because it's a big question. Not only, you know, when you talk about who could be the starter week one, but whether or not they keep four quarterbacks, I think, is dependent on if you think one of the rookies can be your number two week one.
Right.
So if you don't, then you got to keep four because you need the veteran backup in case whoever's starting gets hurt against the Bengals, and you don't want to put the rookie in there. But if Dillon Gabriel, or it could be Shador Sanders, but I think it would fall on Dillon Gabriel first, if he shows that they think he's ready to be that number two, then it gives you some flexibility. It means you could trade one of the quarterbacks if there's an offer. You could cut one and save a roster spot. So, yeah, I think that's right. I think Dillon Gabriel will probably get more of those first-team reps if they just don't give him all to Joe. And it'll be interesting because I don't think he's had a great training camp to this point, Dillon Gabriel, but maybe with the extra opportunities, he would take advantage of that.
Scott, with the situation there now, how severe do you think and any feel for how severe the hamstring issue is with Kenny Pickett? Like, is he out a week? Is he out 3 weeks?
Yeah.
1 week means he could still be the starter. 3 weeks to me means he's not the starter.
No, I think that's a great point. I don't have a great feel for that. You know, I mean, I watched him practice the entire practice Saturday. You know, his last play, he moved out to the right and made a touchdown throw. I talked to Greg Newsom after practice, and he was raving about that particular play and Kenny Pickett on that play. So I don't know when that happened. Hamstrings can be fickle. And you're right. And the other thing about this, Jeff, is one of the things the Browns really like about Kenny Pickett is the ability for him to make off-schedule plays. And you know, one of his better plays in camp has been a scramble up the middle where he saw the pocket kind of, you know, caving, and he found a seam up the middle and took off, and it was a long run, and it felt like, it's hard, you know, without pads and there's no tackling, but it felt like that was a legitimate scramble, and in a game, he would have gained significant yards. And if he's limited by the hamstring, however long it takes, I think that robs him of one of the strengths and one of the things that is a separator between him and Flacco. So this injury is just not good for a guy determined to win the starting job. Kenny Pickett having his hamstring injury, missing any time, but then possibly being slowed moving forward, that's bad for Kenny in his quest to win this job.
Scott, what's the most important thing you found out last week at camp?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. The most important thing I found out at camp.
Where the water is.
Most meaningful.
Right. How about that we don't know for sure what's going to go on with Quinshon Judkins. So, you know, we didn't find it out, but, you know, I think that looms over everything that this team is doing. And we don't know when he's going to be back, if he's going to be back. You know, Andrew Berry did not, you know, said it's too early to go there. Didn't want to talk in hypotheticals. But, you know, it's a big deal, and we've talked about it, because they counted on him, because they're going to run the ball so much. Jerome Ford is not healthy right now. So not knowing about Quinshon Judkins and it still being huge question mark and huge uncertainty, I think it might be the biggest takeaway from the first 4 days of camp.
Scott, the scary thing to me, the quarterback who many people think could have emerged as the starting quarterback and still might is out right now. The clear-cut number one running back going into this thing is out right now. And one of your three wide receivers who you thought would start was injured but appears to be okay. Man, if there's a team that can't afford injuries at three spots and they just had injuries or a situation at three spots, it's the Browns. And I wonder, you know, if Pickett's not there and Judkins isn't there, man, my fingers are crossed that somebody else steps up or that this is going to work out all right.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate point, Jeff. Now, you know, if you're not a Kenny Pickett fan, you could probably say, okay, that's no big deal, and maybe it opens the door for Joe.
Sure.
Or Dylan Gabriel, right? Like, you can make that argument. But I think with the other two positions, you're 100% right. And it looks like Tillman's going to be okay, but, you know, Mike Woods is not able to. And was in some kind of wrap/brace when I saw him the other day. And they don't have much depth there, and I think they're counting on Mike Woods the second to be part of this receiver group. So you're right. They, you know, for a team that's got some depth issues at some key spots, the injuries and circumstances have come at bad spots for sure.
Anything other than that, did anybody jump off the page that you didn't expect to jump off the page last week? And I know let's wait till pads, but there's still sometimes I'm still wondering about guys, you know, certain guys, but I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, and I'm working on a story, I thought Greg Newsome, he's looked good.
Okay.
You know, last year he missed all of camp with that hamstring surgery. He's been taking reps at the number two corner spot ahead of Martin Emerson Jr. So he's been outside, and that's something that's important to Greg, that he's not just viewed as a slot corner. I think Harold Fannin Jr., who showed up, and they need him to. When you talk about the questions at receiver, you need your tight ends. You need both tight ends to come up big in the passing game. And I've seen some stuff out of the rookie tight end. I think Carson Schlesinger, you know, it's hard to see a lot of stuff in these non-padded practices like you mentioned. But I saw a tip pass in the red zone. And what I think is more important and maybe even impressive is he's out there all the time with the first team defense. And, you know, part of that's because, you know, JOK's done for the season and Jordan Hicks retired. But they feel comfortable. He's got the green dot. He's calling defensive plays. And everyone you talk to, whether it's coaches or veterans on this team, unsolicited, bring up Schlesinger. So I think that's a really good sign.
Is that just normally a linebacker's job? Or are we that impressed with this rookie that this guy can call the plays?
Well, it's a linebacker's job, but it's, you know, they got three linebackers out there some of the time, right?
So. Right.
For them to give him the responsibility over Diabati or over a Bush, or even, you know, Grant Delpit the other day said, hey, I could do that. And he can, and maybe there's a chance that they wind up giving it to Delpit. Or, you know, if Schlesinger doesn't play in nickel packages, that they, you know, if they go with Delpit to be the signal caller. But the fact that they're at least trying this rookie out of the gate in that responsibility, I think it just shows you how smart they think he is.
Scott, last thought. You mentioned the name I was going to ask you about. Did Jordan Hicks' retirement catch the team by surprise, and has it put them in a bind?
I would say yes and yes. They did not have advance notice before the start of camp. I think it was a surprise to them. And then, you know, once a guy's considering retirement, he's probably going to retire. You know, we've heard that a million times. So I think that's legitimate. They were surprised. Now, I think it's a loss for them not having Jordan Hicks. I mean, he played well last year. He was productive from a tackle standpoint. Good leader in the locker room. Like, they're going to miss a lot of things about Jordan Hicks. The only caveat I would say is when I was thinking about the linebacker position heading into camp and assuming Hicks would be here, I thought, man, is this a guy that could lose playing time to some of these young guys? And I'm not saying he would have.
Like Diabate, by chance,
like Diabate,
maybe?
Right, okay. Yeah, like Diabate, like Schlesinger. You know, you got Winston Reed. You got Nathaniel Watson, the sixth-round pick a year ago. Like, there's a lot of young guys there where if Hicks had lost a step this year, they thought there was an opening for these guys. So, now, if Diabate's not, you know, as good as they think, and they liked him, the coaches like Diabate, then, yeah, it's a big loss. But if one of these young guys steps up like they need to across the roster, then obviously it's less of a blow. But right now, it's significant. You're missing your two best linebackers from a year ago, JOK and Hicks.
Scott, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.